The Topaz Museum will help preserve the former internment camp in central Utah. Thousands of Japanese Americans, more than 70% of who were American citizens, were held at Topaz between 1942 and 1945. Paranoia was high after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and the move to incarcerate people of Japanese descent in 10 relocation centers was seen as a security measure by the U.S. military and government. But the camps have since come to represent a massive civil rights failure. Rick Okabe, a Salt Lake resident whose parents were held in one of the camps despite the fact that they were American-born, spoke before the Business, Economic Development, and Labor Appropriations Subcommittee on Tuesday morning.
They had no trials. They had no lawyers. Like my parents, they were U.S.-born American citizens whose constitutional rights should have prevented this from happening to them. If you had 1/8 Japanese blood, you had to go to these camps. They took patients out of hospitals. They took baby orphans out of orphanages and sent them to these camps.
Okabe said that the conditions at the camp were basic and difficult.
At Topaz, they lived in wooden barracks. There was no running water. You had to go outside to take showers, to eat in the mess halls, and to use the latrines. It was 1 square mile surrounded by barbed wire with guard towers manned by soldiers with rifles. The Utah Japanese American community put up a monument out of the site, and we now feel it's time to build a museum.
Members of the museum board requested a one-time allocation of $250,000 from the state of Utah to help with exhibit design. Republican Representative Merrill Nelson, who sponsored the request at Tuesday's meeting, says that the museum is something the state should get behind.
The beauty of this museum is that it will not only honor those who were interned there, but it will also be a lasting memory that we're acknowledging a mistake and we're committing never to allow that to happen again. That's really what we're trying to do with this museum, to learn from our history.
Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt echoed that sentiment and drew a parallel between the U.S. internment camps and concentration camps in Europe.
Having visited concentration camps in Europe, I think it's important that we as a society do all we can to remember our past so that we don't repeat such a horrible time.
That parallel was driven home further when Museum President Jane Beckwith pointed out that the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, which was comprised almost entirely of Japanese Americans, helped to liberate the notorious Dachau concentration camp. The museum's funding request will now need to be endorsed by an executive appropriations committee before being sent for a final vote. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.